Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we roll on here on The Fan. We promised you a little baseball chatter, and that's exactly what we're going to get on the line. Radio.com Sports MLB Insider Ben Davis. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. Well, Ben, it's been a little bit more of an eventful offseason than baseball wanted it to be, that's for sure. And as we've digested now this Astros thing over the last couple of weeks, and we've had players uncharacteristically come out and criticize other players, as you put it in your own blender in your brain and you spit out some opinions on it now, what are your thoughts about where we are?
First thought is just wow. And what lasting impact will it have on our national pastime? This is a bombshell and what's going on. I'm anxious to hear what even goes on a little bit more with the Red Sox as we hear more coming out from their camp. But this is just, you know, baseball, I think, was in a really good spot, and I think this has kind of stained it a little bit. And I'm anxious to see how the fans forgive and forget, if they do forgive and forget. And I'm anxious to see some of the repercussions and how some of the players might take some things into their own hands. But this is going to be something that hopefully that everyone can move past and get past. But I don't see that happening anytime soon, Chris.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting, too, is that it's so hard to predict once the games start how much of a lasting effect it will have. I think that's where the real drama is for almost everybody. Plenty of people think, you know, it will fade when there's other stories to elbow it out. Other people think, no, this is the kind of thing that sticks with people. And I, for one, Ben, I'm a little encouraged by the fact that people do clearly care. And they were angry, and whether it's players or fans, you know, they don't like it. They don't like to be, I mean, nobody likes to be cheated or hoodwinked or, you know, made believe that something is real when it's not. So I was encouraged because we do a lot of shoulder shrugging these days in the United States. We kind of, oh, well, you know, whatever, you know, they lost, shut up, stop whining. Yep. But in this case, it seemed like a lot of people were really angry, like, don't do that to us again. That's not right.
Yeah, exactly right. And you know what? They have every right to be like that because, you know, I agree. There's a lot of shoulder shrugging. Oh, that's just the way it is nowadays. But these people are up in arms, and rightfully so. I mean, you look at the Dodgers. I mean, they could have possibly had two World Series titles stolen from them. And that's something that if you're Dave Roberts and the Los Angeles Dodgers thinking, hey, man, this is just not right. And it's not right. But I think this is going to be something that I think people are going to continue to look at. I believe that the Astros go into Yankee Stadium, I want to say not till September.
Correct.
So this is something that is going to keep going. And don't you think the New York fans are going to let them know when they get there? So this is going to be something, and I'm anxious to see how strong the Astros players, the ones that are still there, I believe there's only 10 that are still there from that team, you know, how they handle it. Their back's going to be up against the wall for a long time, and I think if you're the average fan looking at the Houston Astros, and you're thinking, well, why do they need any help? This is one of the most talented teams ever assembled. I mean, this is a powerhouse ball club, but to have all 25 guys working together in unison to really come up with this scheme and carry on that scheme, man, it is something I think that's a little bit more drastic than the steroid era, because, you know, on a given team maybe you have a handful of guys that are taking steroids, whereas this is everybody's involved. And you know, I think that's what really has the fans up in arms over this whole controversy.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I agree with you on that. I think if the valedictorian is cheating on the test, it makes it worse, and it seemed like with the talent they had, they didn't need to cheat. So that did add to it a little bit. It wasn't like the Orioles or Tigers were out
exactly there
trying to get an edge. You're absolutely right about that. We're talking to Ben Davis. Ben, I know you work a little bit down at with the Phillies. And boy, that division looks like it's going to be fun. Let's talk a little baseball and get away from the off-the-field stuff.
Let's do it.
What a division, huh? I mean, it's really going to be something.
Yeah, I believe that the AL East and the NL East are the two best divisions in baseball. I just think you have a lot of talent, not only talent, but good young talent that are going to be able to sustain a lot of ball clubs for a lot of years. I think right now the National League East, I think you're going to have to give it to the Atlanta Braves because of, you know, they won the NL East last year. Obviously, the Washington Nationals won the World Series, but losing Anthony Rendon is going to help out a lot of these NL East teams. He's such a special player. Unfortunately, you know, I got to watch him play 19 times a year when he played against the Phillies doing the games up in the booth, but he is really that kind of iconic pivotal guy in that lineup. And losing him, I'm anxious to see how much better or worse Juan Soto is going to be in that lineup. You know, he's going to be the main focal point of that lineup. But the Braves, man, they can beat you in so many different ways. They're young, they're hungry, they have a lot of, they play with a lot of flair. Brian Snicker does a great job with that ball club and getting them ready, prepared, and every day ready to play. I think the Phillies have a very good lineup. I think the biggest question mark for them right now is the pitching staff and how that's going to hold up, especially with the starting staff, even a couple guys in the bullpen. But, you know, even the Marlins, Derek Jeter's done such a good job down there in Miami, and they have assembled a very good starting rotation. And they can give teams a lot of fits. I know they gave the Phillies a lot of fits last season. So, and then Mets, they're getting a few key guys back, and it's just a really, really good division. Then you have the AL East, and obviously, there's some bombers up there and down the coast, even Tampa Bay. Man, they have a lot of good young talent and saw what kind of pitching staff they've assembled. It's just going to be really good to be in the East, whether you're in the NL or AL.
Yeah, that's good news for fans around here, that's for sure, because obviously we have a lot of Met and Yankee fans here in New York, and both teams look to be competitive. What are the Mets' worries in your mind, having seen them so much? We know their bullpen let them down last year. We know that they kind of patch together lineups a little bit with some of their players, and we see versatile players now on almost every team playing a lot of different positions, whether you're a 100-win team or a 60-win team. It seems like gone are the days where you go out there and play the same position every day. It's definitely, you know, definitely a different world out there, but is there enough depth with the Mets offensively in your mind?
I think so, and especially if Cespedes is able to stay healthy. I believe this is his contract year coming up, so hopefully he got over his heel injuries, obviously not playing last year. That's a big thumper in the middle of that lineup. I think the biggest key for the Mets offensively is Conforto. If he can really be consistent and not be the up-and-down guy that he's kind of been over the years, I love him. I really do. I think he's just a tremendous talent. His swing is conducive to, you know, putting up not only good numbers average-wise, but, you know, power-wise. I think he can be a key ingredient in that lineup. But they have some weapons. I think it's really going to hinge in Conforto and Cespedes. If they're able to stay healthy, obviously that's a really good lefty-righty combination and tough to get through. But I think the bullpen can only get better from last season. The year that Diaz had, I did not see that coming at all. I guess that change of scenery really hurt him moving from Seattle to New York, obviously a bigger market. But I look for him to bounce back and really be the nail in the coffin for a lot of teams when he comes in the ballgame. But I think the Mets fans have a lot to look forward to, and it's going to be a very tough race in the NL East.
As you look across the country, where's their excitement in your mind in terms of, you know, we wonder about some teams and some divisions? Looks like the Reds are going to be better. I don't know what's going on with the Cubs. They seem odd. Dodgers are still going to be good again. Obviously, the Astros are good, but under all the pressure that comes with everything they dealt with. You talked about Tampa a little bit. You know, where are your thoughts right now across the country?
Well, I think you got to keep an eye on the Minnesota Twins. I mean, this is a lineup that just does not stop. They got some better pitching now up there in Minnesota. Obviously, the weather plays a major factor, but signing Donaldson in the middle of that lineup even adds more thump to that lineup, which just never seems to stop. I mean, these guys just hit home runs at an alarming rate, and that's a good young club that really have a lot to prove. And, you know, Rocco Baldelli's doing a great job up there in Minnesota with that team. But You know, I think a big factor out west might be Ohtani and how healthy that elbow is going to be. If he can go, you know, take the ball every fifth day, it's only going to help them. Obviously, the addition of Rendon with Mike Trout, I mean, hello, could you ask for a better 2-3 or 3-4, however they work him in the lineup? That might be the best in all of baseball. You know, there's a lot of good teams out there, a lot of good young talent, a lot for fans to be really excited about. And, you know, there's so much good talent. You know, I always talk, is he one of those guys where, oh, Dad, you know, such and such is in town tonight. Can we get a ticket to the ball game?
Right.
And there's so many of those guys in the game, and that's what's so great about the game right now is the fact that, hey, there's guys that are going to be here for years to come, the good young talent. It's like, you know what, son? Yeah, let's go watch him play. And, you know, I think that's where the game is. It's a really good state, I think, the game is in right now.
Former Major Leaguer Ben Davis joining us now from Radio.com, and we're talking about, obviously, the upcoming baseball season. Let's finish with, you know, you played in the late 90s, early 2000s. We know the game has changed a lot. Strikeouts are up. The hit and run seems to be gone. So does bunting. Stealing is way down from where it used to be. We got six pitchers a ball game a lot of time, five or six pitchers each team is using. Where are you right now on the style of play from the fan standpoint? And obviously there's talk about the length of the games. Where are you right now, Ben, as you take it all in and look at it from 2020 moving forward? What do they need to do to keep the game lively and entertaining and to keep these young fans engaged?
Well, I think first and foremost, and you touched on it lastly there, that the length of game, I think, is a major factor. I don't feel like I'm that far removed from the game, but you know, playing it myself, but we used to get upset when we played a three-hour game. Like, can you believe we just played a three-hour game?
Yeah,
now it's the norm.
Because you know you have another one tomorrow, that's why.
Exactly right. But I think that the length of the game, I think, is the major factor right now in keeping fans engaged throughout the course of a game, throughout the course of a 162-game schedule. That is the biggest factor. I like to think of myself as a baseball purist, but a lot of these numbers, they're – you know, I'm kind of inquisitive as to what they can really add to the game. Obviously, you know, with launch angle and WAR and XFIP and all these different things, you know, obviously a lot result in a strikeout, a home run, or a walk. So I still think, you know what, I'm probably my biggest thing, my biggest takeaway is starting pitching and how much that has declined. How guys are able to control the strike zone with their fastball, off-speed pitches, and now it's just, you know, if I go five innings, six innings, I'm a god, you know, and it's, I think that's the state we're in right now where it was just like, you know what, I'll just turn it over. If I get my 4.5 ERA over six innings, it's a quality start, you know, I'm going to get paid $12 million a year.
Yeah, I think it's hard to decide, isn't it, Ben, these days, what to pay them? I've had that argument with a lot of fans, you know. You know, the Garrett Cole's making $324 million, and you know, what do we pay Jacob DeGrom, and what do we pay this guy and that guy? And I'm saying, look, you got to understand. I mean, I went on, you know, with Brian Kenny over there at MLB, just, you know, talking about you got 1,500, 1,600 innings a year, and your starters are only giving you, you know, maybe 1,000 of those 1,600. You got a lot of work to do with other pitchers who aren't your starters. Whether you're a good team or a bad team, they still got to get, on average, probably 10 outs a night.
Exactly right. I mean, you go back to, you know, even when I was playing, like, you'd have a dominant starter like a Pedro Martinez or a Curt Schilling or a Roger Clemens. You're thinking, okay, what is the best way to get this guy out of the game? Because we have to get to the bullpen because this guy is better than anybody they have in the bullpen. And now it's just the complete opposite. You look at the Yankees' bullpen last season, and it's like, okay, how long can we keep the starter in the game? You know, that's how good and dominant some of these bullpens are nowadays. But, you know, I just don't understand why these guys can't go a little bit longer. It seems like every 3-2 pitch is an off-speed pitch. If I walk a guy, I walk a guy. I'll get the next guy because if my pitch count goes up, I don't care. I'm only supposed to go five or six innings anyway. So I think that from that standpoint, it's not good for the game. Obviously, the home runs, I think the league definitely made an adjustment with the baseballs because they are flying out at an alarming rate. But I love the game of baseball. I love watching every game. I get done doing a game here in Philadelphia. I'll come back and I'll stay up till 2:30 watching a West Coast game because I never really get to see a Mike Trout play. I don't get to see Jose Altuve play a whole heck of a lot. So from my aspect, if you're a purist, you're going to watch it no matter what. If not, then, you know, we'll tune in whenever you can. But I think the game still is in a really good state, again, because of the youth and how good these guys really are.
You okay with the shift?
I am because, listen, if you want to be, you know, I think it really hit me a couple years ago when we're in Minnesota and I'm sitting up in the booth and I tapped my partner. I said, hey, T-Mac, I said, you know why Joe Mauer never gets shifted? You know why he's got three batting titles? I said, because he hits the ball all over the yard. And that's what I would love to see guys get back to. Otherwise, you're just playing into their game, trying to do what they want you to do. That's why Ryan Howard was so good early in his career, because he would use the whole field. And then later in his career, he started hooking everything, and they put the shift on, played a guy out in shallow right field. He'd hit a bullet to the right side and then get thrown out at first base. If you don't like it, then make the adjustments. Use the whole field. Go ahead and shift Freddie Freeman. The bottom line is he's going to beat you. I've seen him just completely change his swing numerous times against the Phillies over the last so many years and just hit a 47 hopper to the left side for a clean single. And that's the way it is. If you don't like the shift, then use the whole field. Take what the defense is going to give you. But I don't know if the shift, I hope that is something that, and I know guys say, well, you have to eliminate the shift. No, you have to eliminate your swing and how you're approaching the baseball.
Yeah, it's really a matter of entertainment versus competition, because certainly it's fair from a competitive standpoint to make the other team do those things. Exactly right.
Exactly. But, like, what is the goal of every defense? Is to what? Prevent the other team from scoring. And how do you do that? Well, you go into different alignments. And that's exactly, I don't care what sport you're in, that if you feel the best way to get a guy out and prevent that guy from scoring is to do a shift or put a guy in a certain position, then they should be allowed to do it.
Yeah, and the other side of that is, you know, you're here for the fans, and I will agree that when someone says to me, no one looks forward, no fan in the stands looks forward to the shift. Nobody's sitting there going, oh, good, they're in the shift now. I can't wait for this. So
right.
That's a good argument. I mean, it is a good argument, because when Ryan Howard hits that bullet, they want it to be a base hit. The fan
right.
wants it to be a base hit. If he hit it that well, they want it to be a base hit. So I think it's a darn good argument. I'm not sure how I really come down on it. I think it's fair. I don't have any problem with it being fair. The shift is definitely fair, but is it good for baseball? It's an argument that we can have over a long period of time. Hey, Ben, enjoyed the conversation. That's radio.com sports MLB insider Ben Davis. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. We'll do it again, Ben. Thanks so much.
Absolutely, Chris. Thanks for having me.
All right, there you go. Ben Davis joining us here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.